Sports Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. But where was God when all those liberals' heads were exploding when he said that? Where was God then when there was blood and bits of gooey brain mass everywhere?
Bit. A little bit of brain mass.
Just a little bit. Because we are talking about the Dems. The sour pusses in the room, they weren't hard to spot. Everybody else was just enjoying and soaking up literally what could be the time of our lives. I mean, I believe it. This golden age of America begins. What happens from here on out? If there is a kind of an awakening, and I think that there was at least somewhat for Trump to get reelected, we got to keep going. Because, you know, I wonder, what exactly do the lefties talk about now behind closed doors? And when I say lefties, I mean both the politicians and most of the media. What do they say? My understanding is, like, in some circles, AOC is going to be kind of emerge as even more of a leadership role in the Democrat Party, which is exactly in the opposite direction of what they should be doing. But hey, I'm not rooting for them anyway, so be it. But you would think that the lesson learned there is people are not accepting of this radical Marxist-like future that so many Democrats have, this vision that they see. Americans don't share it. They don't share that. We want to get back to some of the basics of what America is about. And the idea that Democrats allowed the border to be wide open that entire time, it just goes to show you. Look, did they put America first? Absolutely not. What about all the victims of fentanyl? Number one killer of adults 18 to 45 over the last 3 years, fentanyl poisoning. What about the buying and selling of human beings? Is that a partisan issue that you want to stop that? It shouldn't be. But my God, I guess it is. And then not to mention the national security issues. There are people around the world that don't like us. They're called terrorists. And Biden basically opened the door.
Huh. Wow.
I mean, he gave him the keys to a lot of cities, and other Democrats did, too, by calling it a sanctuary city. Here's a key to the city.
Yep.
Very, very, very frightening. All right. Your big local story, the weather. Yeah, it's going to be cold and rainy possibly this morning, but we're talking weather tomorrow morning at this time that could be icy, slushy, sleety, not good. Okay, so there's some school closures already that they have announced, and let's see, that would be Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie counties. They're all in school today. This is for Wednesday. Later on, Alachua County will make a decision, and then probably Marion County, same thing. Marion County has already announced there'll be no after school activities today. And in case you missed it, Ohio State, your national champs. Oh, hard for me to say, but I've seen a few of their games this year, and they're a great team. I mean, they couldn't beat my Michigan Wolverines, but hey.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, wow. You know. But anyway, they Notre Dame tried to give them a heck of a game, 34-23. And so, yeah, if you're an Ohio State fan, I guess you're probably pretty happy today. We've warned about this before, not to do this. And yes, unfortunately, this is a Florida man story. All right, you ready for this? A Florida man was arrested nearly 3 weeks after a grandmother was fatally struck by a falling stray bullet. Well, it turns out, can you imagine that? It was your grandson that fired the gun in the air. And it was celebratory gunfire, okay? And you say, we've said it before, don't fire your gun in the air. What goes up must come down.
They fall somewhere, yeah.
And for whatever reason, I don't know that everybody gets that. I think maybe TV and movies and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess if you're out in the desert and you're the only people within 40 miles,
you're probably
when you put those AKs up there and start banging away, I guess it doesn't fall on populated areas. But this, and this is awful. It's tragic. Carlos Manuel Tejada, 44, charged with manslaughter by culpable negligence on Friday in the death of 56-year-old Carmen Rosa Nira Ochoa. This was on January 1st. And she was with her two adult daughters watching New Year's fireworks on her backyard patio in Kissimmee when all of a sudden she felt a sharp pain in her body and realized she had been shot.
Wow.
She reportedly had three children, two grandchildren. She was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital despite life-saving measures taken by her daughters and first responders at the scene. Tejada, who does not have a criminal history, is accused of firing off a gunshot in his backyard across the lake.
Wow.
Where Joe was taking in fireworks on their screened-in porch. Maybe he thought it would fall harmlessly into the lake. I don't know what the thought is, but that's just... Yeah, the odds are very, very rare, but it still, it can happen. That's, hopefully it'll be a learning experience for some. Hey, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, good morning, you're on the air.
Morning, I was calling in to talk some trash, but I think the king of trash talk did the best that he could do yesterday during that inaugural speech, and I loved it. I just wanted to remind everybody that. Also, gonna be cold. Working outside, bring your gloves.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Stay warm, stay hydrated. That's a lot. That's a common mistake folks in the South do. Mm-hmm. Not used to the cold. You're not thirsty. Or you don't think you are,
right.
But hydration regulates your body temperature, so it is very important that you stay hydrated even when you don't feel like you're so thirsty. So just keep that in mind, and yeah, don't be out of doors too long if you don't need to be.
Yeah, looking up to dig on our furry earmuffs, ear and headphones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, wear those tomorrow.
I've got a few furry hats.
I've seen some of them. Poor animals.
Official policy of U.S. government is there are only two genders, male and female. Well, what do you know?
Looky there. Science.
That's coming up. But first, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. But call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
The Blame Game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Sound off. 1, 2. Sound off. Time to air it out. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Good morning and welcome at 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And my goodness, even the air smells fresher. We have entered the golden age of America. Yeah. Right now, though, we've got a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Those little irritants or the big ones. We call it What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
So for 4 years, there hasn't been a problem at the border at all. And then the first day Trump comes in, it's a national emergency. The two sides are supposed to kind of work in tandem, right and left, back and forth. There's never been a greater contrast between the idiocy of the left and Donald Trump. It's the contrast is bugging me. 4 years, and then it's a national emergency. What, God bless America.
And the lefty media, all they could find was pictures of just, you know, crying, and Trump's not going to let them in, and how awful that is. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is
every time they mentioned the rotunda in the run-up to the Trump inauguration ceremony, I kept having visions of Stacey Abrams weighing in on the Trump election results because she's our local rotunda.
Oh, talking about the Abrams tank.
Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
I love that one. I'm not sure. That blonde bimbo that's on MSNBC saying, well, we finally have a convicted felon in the White House. Well, you know what? He can join the other group that are convicted felons, like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and even Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, like they would ever make those kind of connections, right? After they've been calling him Hitler for the last how many years? Yeah. No, these are bizarre people. We're still going to have to deal with them. Just because Trump's in power doesn't mean those oddballs are going away. It's still most of the mainstream media, unfortunately. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
So let's go back to the audio you played where Trump was talking about how God saved his life. My wife and I were watching that, and there was a standing ovation except for the Democrats and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the usual suspects. My wife says, how petty and evil and vile do you have to be that you can't even stand up for someone who survived an assassination attempt? And I said, because that's who they are. They show you who they are. They're not mad that he survived, Bob. They're mad that the shooter missed, and they just came out for everybody to see. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, and there was a commentator for NBC, and he said, oh, yeah, very religious-type speech, which is, you know, very divisive. Wow, really? You would think, I mean, isn't that part of our Constitution, the free expression of religion? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But don't talk about it in public.
Without, you know, that whole creator does get mentioned in there, too. So.
It's in the Declaration more than once. It was a call to arms, in fact.
Oh, man.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Jerry, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm not sure if you've talked about this already, but, again, always the hypocrisy on the left. Biden pardoning his family in the last 22 minutes of his presidency. First of all, the timing is very dubious. And secondly, they don't remember that America has a good memory. When he was president-elect, he talked about preemptive pardoning when they thought Trump was going to pardon his family. And they were so against it, they spoke very clearly on that, as did Adam Schiff when he was then a congressman from California. And now, all of a sudden, they're so for it. It's just so hypocritical. I'm so glad they're out of office, out of power.
Thanks for that friendly reminder in time, because it's not like anybody in the mainstream media is going to remind us of that. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? Yesterday, I got an email from Colonel Stuart Scheller. He was the colonel who was basically drummed out of the military for opposing and saying the lack of command at Abbey Gate. Well, I just hope that President Trump somehow restores this guy's rank and gives him time served and let him get his pension. He was like a year or so short of getting his pension, and the guy was a whistleblower, and they really just drummed him out of the service, and that's what's bugging me. But he's going to be working for...
Sorry, I kind of semi-cut you off there. Let's go to Mercedes. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Great show. I listen to you guys every single morning, and some mornings I can get you on the radio, some mornings I cannot get you, I get you on your app. But this morning, listening to you guys, and it's a repeat of everything you say, it's a repeat. Over and over again. So I don't know what's going on, but it's the same on the app. Thank you.
Thank you. It must be the app itself.
It has to be the app because we're still here live. So.
And if you go to Audacy, AUDACY, and look for like troubleshooting and stuff like that, there is definitely one on there that can fix that if it's depending on your phone.
Yeah.
But and somebody had actually reminded us and sent me a thing, and that's why I'm reminding you. So it actually... It's probably on your phone end.
Yes.
But it can be remedied very easily. All right.
There you go.
There you go. Let's go to Bob. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Oh, I like to hear him talk about convicted felon and rapist. And my response is,
kind of gives you an idea of what his competition really was.
Wow.
That whole calling you what we are kind of thing, too? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't be convicted if you're actually following some semblance of actual real state statutes and not trying to make it a federal crime and all that. But anyway,
You mean the law, Bob?
Yeah.
The law? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's called weaponization,
mm-hmm.
which they didn't learn about just until Trump was going to be inaugurated. And then they cried like babies. They go, you're not going to do that to us, are you? Undoing what Biden has done. That is coming up. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and a weather update. It is going to be very nasty this time tomorrow. We're here to prepare you on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, to serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's a mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. How about it? Number 47, President Donald J. Trump would have thought so many years ago when he was just still running. I was voting in the primary. I was on my way to vote for Marco Rubio. And Laura Ingraham was talking about Trump and his take on these trade deficits and what he would do. I'm like, man, he's dialed into that. He's a financial kind of guy, right? He's a building guy. He's a billionaire. Yeah. And so I changed and voted for Trump. I mean, I thought I had it all figured out. And how far we've come in all of the attacks that they've made against him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, COVID, come on. What do you think? The timing of that was just kind of serendipitous for the Chinese, for instance. It brought our economy to its knees. We were going great guns. So one of the things in the president's speech yesterday that I thought was huge, and I'm sure many are happy to hear this, he said, word for word, this week, I will reinstate any service members who were unjustly expelled from the military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate with full back pay. Nice. That's huge.
That is huge.
And what a smart move, too, because what does he want to do? He wants to get the warriors back in. And if you stood up against that and really put your job and way to earn a living on the line.
Oh, yeah.
That's a person who has a level of passion and a passion for freedom. That's a warrior. That's what you want. You want those folks on your side. So he's made great moves already. He's only been in office hours.
Yeah.
He's already rescinded a bunch of Biden's executive actions, 78 of them. Trump's action notably undoes Biden's first executive order, advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government and several other racial equality orders. We'll terminate every diversity, equity, inclusion program across the entire federal government. And in terms of the border, Trump will reverse Biden's executive orders that reinstated catch and release, halted criminal illegal alien portations, and granted government-funded benefits for illegal aliens. And he's going to go back to the wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing. The way it should be.
That catch and release thing. What a joke that is. What a way to just help them infiltrate the country.
If you wanted to do serious damage to the country, you imagine what kind of opportunity that presented? that for those 4 years, it was wide open. And we know a lot of different people took advantage of it. You know, oh, don't worry, it's just poor people looking for opportunity. Really? Poor people that flew into Mexico City. Oh.
Well, you know, there's
how poor are you?
Well, they were from Lebanon.
Yeah.
Details, right?
Yeah, right. My uncle helped me out with this. He's going to teach me how to make belts. Yeah. No, look, it's serious business, and every once in a while, you've had enough of it. But how can you really take an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect the people of the United States, and then your very next move is to open our border wide open? I mean, I'm being honest, and I know this gets tossed around sometimes, but isn't that an act of treason? To disregard all of the ill effects, all of the side effects, and allow people in. There's national security interest. There's people's lives. They died of fentanyl. Number one cause, fentanyl overdose. 18 to 45-year-old adults, number one, fentanyl. All this you knew was because the southern border was wide open. Mm-hmm. How can you look in the mirror and say you're upholding the Constitution and get away with it? And I know there's a lot of people that aren't going to want to backtrack and go backwards, but how do we prevent bad behavior like that in the future? And they looked for all kinds of little loopholes where people could get through on that. I mean, the Biden administration went way out of their way to open our borders. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, they changed the law. They found whatever opportunities they could to get the people in. How does that help America? It doesn't. And that's one of the reasons why they never talked about where they denied they were doing it. It's like, this isn't the 1750s. I mean, this isn't word of mouth or some newspaper we get that's, you know, 3 weeks old because we're living out in the hinterland.
Yeah, but that was still going on during Obama. Well, I didn't know about it until I read it in the paper like you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But have you ever seen, you're talking about the laws, have you ever seen an administration that would just ignore laws or the Supreme Court on a regular basis with
The loan of forgiveness?
Multiple things. They would just ignore it.
The whole border thing, and I said this, I think I was talking to Betsy yesterday, and I said something along the lines of, I go, you know, I told everybody that Biden was going to take action on the border. And I said he'll probably do, at first I thought maybe around midterms, okay? But then when he didn't do it then, I said, well, certainly within next year, he's going to at least do a dog and pony show and make it look like it.
Right.
And the whole time we've got a quote-unquote border czar that didn't want to go near the border.
She had never been to Europe either.
They lied about the issue. They lied and said it wasn't a crisis. Uh-huh. They kept lying. And then finally, when they couldn't lie anymore, they still didn't secure it. And that's when I scratched my head. I said, well, if you want to win the next election, one of two things is going on here. Either you feel like you're going to get that additional free 19 million votes you got last time came out of nothingness. Uh-huh. Or you don't care if you win. Maybe they did give up on this round to get as many people in via the border as possible. Maybe that's a possible strategy. I don't know. But I mean, when I looked at it strategically, no, it doesn't matter whose side you're on. It's like when you're on a debate team. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the issue. Okay, you're on the Democrat team. What would you do now? Oh, I'd secure the border and make a big deal about it, and I'd blame everybody else for the problems, and I would call on Congress to act, but I would definitely secure the borders and make a huge show out of it. That's what I would do if I wanted a chance to get elected in the next cycle. And they didn't do that.
No.
I was shocked because I'm like, hey, you know, eventually, as much as you've got the, you know, the lefty media, which is like 90% of the media, yeah, you've got them in your back pocket. But eventually, little bits and pieces, dribs and drabs, over a period of 4 years, enough of that will actually spread and people will go, well, maybe I'll turn on that evil fox for a second and see what's going on. And they're reporting live from the border. And you're like, okay, I mean, I don't think it's AI. It looks like real people. Yeah, what is going on there? And then finally, they get some semblance of the truth. And they react, and they reacted strongly. And that's how Donald J. Trump was able to become the 47th president. But I still can't. Yeah, I always try to figure out, you know, what's the game plan? What are they doing? And in that one, I'm still not sure, to be honest with you. But I know that we're going to suffer the consequences for years to come, regardless of how tough Trump and a company are going to be able to be. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and...
Yeah.
It's the weather.
That's it. We'll blame it on the weather. But no, Bob, it's...
When everybody had landlines, we never had a problem.
It's climate change.
We never had a problem with landlines.
Yeah. Even when your power was out, we loved it. You could still talk to your friends.
Mm.
But now, the machine is taking over.
Only two genders, male and female.
I was glad he clarified, because out of that 72-73 option, I was concerned, what if he picked two different ones? I'd be in trouble.
The Chinese... folks were going crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they thought they were going to have to redesign that whole yin-yang thing.
Wow.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:45. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about it, and we'll get your input as well. On a Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling, you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts.
Credibility.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
Begin a brand new day.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Really is all about the weather, my friends. It is 7:49 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, but the top story is the weather. Now, as we speak, you know, basically covering a lot of Gainesville, Alachua County, really the vast majority of the state from here on south is getting some precipitation, although it is mostly very light in most areas. And that's not going to create a real problem. However, if we get the same kind of moisture pattern again, tomorrow, when temperatures are supposed to drop further and below freezing in many, many places.
Oh, yeah.
You're either going to have a pretty gorgeous little snowfall for a little while, or you could end up with very icy roads. And that's a legitimate, genuine concern by a lot of folks. And that's why we continue to stay on top of it for you. Schools closed Wednesday. That would be Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie County. Closed tomorrow. Everybody should be open today. Marion County says no after-school activities today. Alachua County says we'll have a discussion later on to decide whether or not they are going to be, whether school will be open on Wednesday or not. And, of course, it's really good. I guess that's the one good thing about technology now via email and with phone alerts and with text that, you know, the school systems can send out. They can let the vast majority of people kind of know what's going on. So that, I think that's
Bob, the kids are missing helpful. That. They're missing, you know, what we had as kids. You in Detroit and me in St. Louis, you get up for school anyway, and you got your bowl of oatmeal, and you plant yourself in front of the TV, and you watch the scroll at the bottom, and you wait for your district.
My school?
Oh, it's like, come on, am I going to stay home today? Oh.
I got to tell you, you know, look, I could go to school and hang out with my friends and have another good time.
Yeah.
Or I could be stuck at home. I mean.
Well, and at that point, depending on snow and your age, your dad had your shovel in the driveway and the sidewalk, too.
Which I didn't mind doing that, because as soon as we got ours done, I was allowed to go with my buddies and go make money.
Ka-ching.
Yeah. Make money, have fun. Pretty much that's how good. I've lived my whole life.
And pretty much.
Wow, started in the mean streets of Detroit.
You were chosen for radio.
I think.
Make a little money and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make little money. Wow.
I said a little. Yeah,
so. No, I know. I know what you said.
I didn't say very little.
I know what we live through.
Well, we've had those years.
Ohio State is your national champ. So those little nutty little nutcracker. What are they called? Buckeyes. Whatever the heck that is.
You ever seen a Buckeye? Come on.
Come on, man. Yeah, it's a made-up thing. It's like Kwanzaa, dude. They made it up.
No.
Buckeye.
Buckeyes are real.
I got a Buckeye for you over here, buddy.
Yeah.
A buck and eye. they beat the Notre Dame.
Ooh, look at you, multilingual.
34-23. Actually, was a pretty awesome game. If the third quarter hadn't been the third quarter the way it was, other than that, I would say it was a great matchup. But Ohio State put up just too many points, and that's generally how it works. At the end of the day, they look at that, the scoreboard thing. They both maybe get a participation trophy, but Ohio State gets a huge, really much bigger one. Now they're the national champs. Oh, did they beat Michigan this year? No. What about last year? No. Well, certainly the year No. Is it 4 years in a row? You know, they were thinking about firing the coach because of that. Yeah, they were thinking about firing the coach.
Imagine that.
Because of that. And I mean, if you take out those losses, they might have one of the best records, if not the top, probably the top three records in the last few years for college football. But if you can't beat your arch enemy.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough.
So at least Michigan has that to say. Eh? And national champs, yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. Until they faced us. All right. So Governor DeSantis has issued executive order for this Gulf winter weather system, is how he referred to it from Tallahassee.
What Gulf is that, Bob?
The Gulf of Buckeyes.
Wow.
Oh, no, the Gulf of Buckeyes.
How about America? Come on.
The Gulf of Brisket.
Oh, okay.
You see how I tied Buckeyes and Brisket together?
Did. I see what you did there? I see what you did there.
No, it's the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, can I give you one of these honest deals?
Sure. Go ahead. Here we go. Put your seatbelts on, friends.
When President-elect Trump said he was going to change it to the Gulf of America, honestly, I would have taken my paycheck out and bet he's kidding. He's just kidding.
Until it showed up at an inaugural address?
Yeah.
But I loved watching.
Yeah, I would have been like, ooh, he was for real.
Uh-huh.
And look, my life's going to continue. I don't think that my path, you know, to whatever the good Lord has in store for me is not going to be changed one bit by what they call the Gulf of whatever it is.
Right.
But I really thought he's just kidding.
I was watching the other former presidents, and they've all, I just like going, they've got to be going, did he just say that? What? Can he do that? He can't do that.
Yeah.
Almost a grin out of Kamala at that point because she'd been stone-faced. Watching her and Hillary was worth the whole speech.
Ooh. Like watching prune juice and sour grapes mixed together.
Well, yeah, but and it was getting all moldy, but just knowing how uncomfortable they were.
Yeah, apparently Kamala's, I think, her plans, and I'm not joking now, I think she's going to go down to help feed the firefighters in L.A. Seriously,
yeah, I did. Yeah, she was meeting with them. I mean,
and you know, you have to you have to ask her. You go, hey, could you have done anything about the policies here? Not that it's necessarily under her purview as the vice president, but somebody who lived in that area. I was reading an article, but an old magazine. Obviously, Betsy was doing some house cleaning. An old magazine, like you know, health magazine, they definitely have like a kind of a lefty twist on a lot of things. But they were talking about these forest fires and the wildfires.
Mm.
And every single issue that they noted then 3 years ago was existent when these past fires came through.
Imagine that.
All right. We've got a lot more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.